We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So as I jump into this, let me be clear. I am not suggesting every Democrat is an angel, because they're not. It's almost become standard fare, including when it's Supreme Court justices. Not all the time, by the way. And there are at times good questions asked by either side. But so often, Dan, it's you're nominated. It's 5 minutes. I'm the senator. And for 4 minutes and 47 seconds, I'm going to get my talking points out there. And when you try to answer the question, I'm just going to jump in and say, it's my mic. It's my time. So it does happen. Nobody, though, is as pompous and as condescending as former wrestling coach Jim Jordan. By the way, have we resolved all those issues involving Mr. Jordan?
Well, I'm pretty sure we haven't.
And a fairly long list of people saying that Jim Jordan knew that kids were being abused and Jim Jordan absolutely knew. Seems like that story stays awfully quiet. So Dr. Fauci is testifying. What a novel concept, an administration that lets Dr. Fauci testify as opposed to the previous one, who sometimes would, sometimes wouldn't. And I do get the concept of, when are we getting our new normal back? It's a fair question. Here's the problem. We're dealing with a pandemic that doesn't follow a straight line. It isn't like the alphabet. It isn't like counting to 10. It isn't like so many other things where we know the process and we just go checkpoint after checkpoint. This is the worst pandemic in over 100 years. This is 560,000 people dead. This is the B.1.1.7 variant that is causing issues. This is some states where masking policies are less than others. And guess what? Some of those states, when there's less masking, it's not as bad as some people think. You have smart people like Mike Ostrom who will tell you, let's just tell you the truth as we know it now, but things can change. So it's not that easy. So again, but it's just Jordan interrupting Fauci, and when are we going to get our liberties back? And he's just playing to his hardcore base. Because guess what? I mean, what a crazy concept I'm about to explain. We have laws. We have restrictions every damn day in all aspects of our life. We could all chime in through H Lake at 1 o'clock with various things that we have to do because society, for the greater good, has decided we have to do it. So apparently any law or anything that's offered up, Dan, that sometimes applies permanently, sometimes applies for 6 months, is ripping your liberties away. When, by the way, 560,000 people are dead, millions and millions aren't the same. And as Major said, 40 minutes ago. It's remarkable what has happened with the vaccines. And the vaccines happened under President Trump. Okay? So, do I think he was in there in the lab? No. Do I think Joe Biden is out there giving doses? No. But this, from a person who hasn't exactly been shy in my criticism, President Trump, they happen on his watch. Applaud it. They're happening under Joe Biden's watch. Applaud it. But it's such an example, Dan, of so many people don't want to hear the other side, don't want to hear the information. And Jordan is a classic bully. Can somebody tell him we're not all on the college team and have to just nod and it's okay if Jim just wants to interrupt us over and over again? And you can be passionate in your disagreement. But when people are there to testify, and again, Democrats aren't angels either, and there are some names I can toss out right now, but nobody is as bad as Jim Jordan. Because I just one last thing.
Yep.
It is infuriating to watch how insulting he is to Fauci, who, by the way, he's in it for the spotlight. He's trying to slow things up. Give me a break. This guy has devoted decades of his life trying to help people. Doesn't mean he's infallible, can make mistakes, but he's there to try to help. And this guy just is assuming that he's trying to stop all of us from living our lives. Novel concept. He's trying to make sure we live. What an awful person. Sorry to interrupt you.
Not at all. Not at all. You're on your rant. You got to get that all out, man. That's fine. It comes down to this, right? That beating that drum works for him politically. As long as those fundraising checks keep coming in, he's not going to change. This is who he is. This is how he's made his niche.
Right.
This is the way he's going to go. And as long as he gets reelected and as long as those fundraising checks can come in, you can ask him to be a civil human being. What political benefit is there in that to him? And that's where we're at now. Because like you said, it's not just him. You know, he sort of takes the cake in this regard, but it's not just him. This is what's going on. It's as long as I can beat this political drum and I'm going to cash checks because of it, I'm not worried about being a civil human being.
Can he wear a singlet while he's
Oh, man. Can we just say that he can and not have to see it? Because that would scar me for a long time.
Yeah. But that's what he is now. He's still the former wrestling coach.
Sure. And it works for him.
Yeah. It is. And, again, we should be able to come together a little bit more and have a debate. Ask Dr. Fauci important questions. Maybe let him answer the question and say he's not the impediment. He's not preventing you. And, by the way, so many more things are now available. And maybe if we would have taken this a little more serious a year ago, hundreds of thousands of people would be alive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.